And it's time for another sports preview, winter sports preview here on KATE. And we're going to talk Albert Lea boys hockey with first-year head coach Matt Erickson. And Matt, a good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Matt, we talked to you earlier this year when you took the job as a first-year head coach. We should mention that, Matt, your history with the program, you've been around youth hockey and around this hockey program in Albert Lea for quite a while.
Yeah, so about 9 years now. I got started back with my daughter Kira, who began skating as a mite in Albert Lea. And then my son, obviously, I got him involved, and now I have another younger sibling there, my youngest daughter Lily, who's starting to skate as well. So yeah, fully involved in the program, and you know, it's been a good run so far.
Well, let's talk about how practice has been for the last couple of weeks leading up to tonight's game against Waseca to kick off the season. How's practice been? How are the numbers this year for boys hockey?
Yeah, numbers are really good. So we have 41 skaters out this year, which is a lot of numbers. So gives us some depth on both teams. So with that being said, the practices have been great. We've got 2 weeks under our belt and looking forward to getting a game in tonight against Waseca.
Matt Erickson, head coach Albert Lea boys hockey, previewing the Tigers for the 2021-2022 season. Will this be the first kind of game action? Has the team had a chance to do any kind of scrimmages leading up at all?
Yeah, good question, Aaron. We scrimmaged in Mankato on the 27th, so last Saturday. It was varsity only. So we got a good look against a few Southern Minnesota teams. We scrimmaged Winona, Mankato West, and New Ulm. And it was a big day for us, not only for the staff, but I think for the players, get their feet wet with some game action. And, you know, I was extremely happy with the way that we competed. We'll look at some video and kind of use that as a resource for us to move forward and make some changes or teach the kids anything that we were doing correctly and anything that we need to change up. So it was all in all, it was a good day. Like I said, the kids had fun. We competed hard, and we're looking forward to tonight.
Tigers, the last year, 9-10 in the season, lost to a Dodge County in the postseason, a very good Dodge County team that lost the state championship to a Gentry Academy. And, Matt, do you have a lot of guys back from last year? Do you have a lot of experience with this year's team?
Yeah, actually, quite a few. So starting on the back end, we got two goaltenders that saw varsity experience, Dakota Yonke and Braden Felsta. Feel pretty good about having those two guys back. Up front, we return our second and third leading scorer in Joseph Yoon and Tim Chalmers, and those two will play on a line with Max Edwin, which is going to be a fun line to watch this year. A lot of compete, a lot of skill there. And then a few of the other forwards that are putting in some time that have some varsity experience, Jared Tourbiertes, Bo Schreiber, Spencer Van Beek, to name a few. On the back end at defense, Josh Behrens is a nice junior D that's going to eat a lot of minutes for us. And then on the back end at D, we got some newcomers that I've been really surprised with their development. Jagger Larson and Derek Lighty have came into camp. They're in good shape, and we're going to lean on those guys for some minutes. So, all in all, you know, as far as we with the players that we got coming back, we're feeling pretty good. You know, we're still young. A lot of that crew is still juniors with a few seniors mixed in. So it's going to be a fun couple of years ahead.
Matt Erickson again, head coach, Albert Lea boys hockey team, previewing his team here on KATE. And Matt, it might be tough to answer this question, but looking at the Big Nine and looking at your section this year, if you had to make some guesses on who are going to be some of the top teams in the conference and in the section, who would that be?
Sure. So as far as the Big Nine, Rochester Mayo is going to be deep this year. They're well coached. We saw that last year. They have an alumni, Matt Noderman, that has stepped stepped in and done a really good job there. Northfield's going to be good this year. Lot of skill up front with some goaltending that returns. Mankato East always is a skilled team over there. Mankato West is who we scrimmage on Saturday. Got to see some of their skill. They're more blue-collar, similar to us as far as the way they play. Owatonna is always going to be tough in the Big Nine. And then the other couple Rochester schools, I think, will be in the mix. So quite a few teams. I think it's deeper probably this year than last year in the Big Nine. So, you know, we're thinking that we're feeling pretty good and we should be in the mix for a Big Nine shot at a championship there. As far as the section goes, it switched up a little bit this year. We get back Northfield, who's probably the front runner in our section. And then we also, New Prague steps into our section this year.
Okay.
And we actually lose the two Mankato schools who move over to section two. So a little bit different dynamic in the section. Of course, the section champ, Dodge County, moved up to double A this year. So they're playing in double A. So, you know, we feel pretty good about our chances. So we're going to have to run through a few top teams to get there. So I would say, you know, your top four, Northfield, New Prague, I think Lewards is going to be in the mix. West, I think Albert Lea is going to be, you know, right in there. So it should be a fun season. And we're looking forward to competing with all those teams.
Matt Erickson again, head coach, Albert Lea Boys Hockey. And Matt, I see a Minnehaha Academy on the schedule a couple of times, a home and away with them. How did they get on the schedule?
Well, we played them 2 years ago. Down here, I think they came down. It was actually a really good game. I remember that game pretty well because I think it snowed a foot. I didn't know if they were coming down on Saturday or not, but they made the trek. I think they came down a day early. You know, Paul's done a good job, or Paul Durban, our athletic director, has done a good job of scheduling some of these teams outside of Southern Minnesota.
Yeah.
In our section, which, you know, is going to be in initiative for the future as well. So their AD reached out. You know, Paul had asked me, you know, do you want to do a home and away? That's what they would like. So that's kind of how we set things up. So it'll be exciting to have them and host them. And right before Christmas, we'll go up to the Metro and play them. They've played a few games already, so starting to see some of their scores, and obviously here in a few weeks we'll be excited to play them.
No, I think it's always cool that the C teams that you don't see on a regular basis on the schedule. And again, Minnehaha Academy, the Tigers get them twice this year. I'm assuming this after Christmas, December 28th through the 30th, is that a tournament in Rochester?
Yeah, so that's the Kiwanis tournament over in Rochester, which we've played in. This would be the fifth straight year. So it's, you know, I think you kind of hit it on the head, Aaron. It's kind of nice. We get to see some teams that normally we probably wouldn't. So I think we open up with Bloomington Kennedy, and the second day we play Laverne, and then we play a section opponent in Rochester Lewards at that point, which will be a big game for us, a big section game going forward for rankings as we navigate through our season and get to February. But yeah, it's kind of nice to mix in, you know, three games in 3 days and see some different teams that normally you wouldn't.
Matt Erickson again, head coach, Albert Lea Boys Hockey Team. They have their opener tonight against Waseca. We want to invite everyone out to Roy Nystrom Arena for the opener tonight. Face off at 7:15. And Matt, what do you know about Waseca?
I know that we got revenge coming their way because we lost to them a couple years ago, on hockey day. They came down and beat us, so we haven't played them since. It was 2 years ago. I do know that they have a nice player in the Oshlager kid. Put up a ton of points last year. So I don't know a ton about them. Obviously, I do know they're well-coached. You know, we're looking forward to a little revenge from 2 years ago.
7:15 tonight at a Roy Nystrom Arena. Get out there and cheer on our Tigers. We have a couple of broadcasts of Albert Lee Boys Hockey coming up in the month of December and, of course, January through the playoffs as well. Our first broadcast Thursday, December 16th when the Tigers host Owatonna. And then Thursday, December 23rd, we're going to make that drive up to a Minnehaha Academy when the Tigers take on them for the second time this season. Again, Matt Erickson, head coach, Albert Lee Boys Hockey Team here on KATE, their winter sports preview. And Matt, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk a lot during the season, and good luck in the opener tonight.
Well, thanks, Aaron. I appreciate it, and I appreciate the coverage by Kate for Albert Lee Athletics.